Live from Nashville, Tennessee, this is the Campfire Cafe on the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network.
The porch is swept, the cows are fed, the chickens have all gone to bed. I'm fluffed and buffed and ready for some fun. The truck at Sully's Ranch looks like they're about to start to dance. Across the crowd I see my sweet someone. What a moon, what a Texas sky full of stars. What a cowboy that I've got here in my arms. What a way to end the day, just holding them tight. What a moon, what a cowboy.
Mickey Furman and What a Moon is the song. Live from Nashville, Tennessee, I'm your host, Gary Holt. Joining me in sunny, I'm sure, Albuquerque, New Mexico, is our co-host, Bobby Bell. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning, Gary. Speaking of What a Moon, did you see that strawberry moon the other night?
I did not. I can hardly see the moon. I live in a forest. My wife is named Birdsong.
Well,
I saw pictures.
It was pretty amazing. So, what's going on there in your neck of the woods?
Hot. So we're about 100 degrees today here in Nashville with a heat index about 105. And we've got about a week of this stuff coming. Next week, I think it's supposed to even hit 103 with heat indexes of 110. So we have no humidity in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm sure you know that. No humidity.
I know
whatsoever.
That.
No whatsoever. But anyway.
Well.
Hey, I want to wish a happy birthday to a couple of our friends. John Lowell was on the show not too many months ago. And so he's got a birthday today. And our good friend up in Canada, Shane Guest, has a birthday today as well. And did you see pictures of Trinity Seeley's hand, Bobby?
No, I did not.
Trinity was bitten by a rattlesnake yesterday, and
oh my gosh,
she had some looked like major surgery on her hand. So our thoughts and prayers are with our friend Trinity, and Hope she recovers very quickly. And from the way that hand looks, she's not going to be playing the guitar anytime for a while. So,
thoughts and prayers are
with her. But anyway, it's a beautiful, beautiful day in Tennessee, even though it's a hot and humid day. And we have a great guest joining us for the Campfire Cafe. So who do we have today on the Campfire Cafe?
Well, calling in from Texas, we have Mike Blakely. Very excited to have Mike back with us today.
All right. We're looking forward to talking with Mike. And then in the second hour of the show, we have our good friend, Mr. Mark Bolander, who is going to be joining us. And I think he's on the road. He's coming from Washington to California for a great event that Monty Roberts puts on. And we'll be talking with Mark a little bit about that and the International Mountain Trail Challenge Association as well. But right now, let's take a listen to a great song from our friend, Mr. Alan Chapman. It's one called These Cowboy Boots. When we come back, we'll be talking with our Texas friend, Mr. Black Mike. Love that, Mike, I told you I wouldn't do that, but I did. Mike Blakely, today on the Campfire Cafe.
These cowboy boots, they were made by ML Letty. They've helped to keep me steady on the nights when I've been tight. These cowboy boots, they have two-stepped through Lajitas and been bathed in margaritas on starry Texas nights. These cowboy boots are just the bottom part of the life I chose to live. And if it comes right to it now, there's nothing I wouldn't give for these cowboy boots. These cowboy boots, they've been frozen round a campfire and been tangled up barbed wire. Right here the tops are red. These cowboy boots, they have stomped the streets of Paris and got lost down in Bandera underneath some lady's bed. These cowboy boots are just the bottom part of the life I chose to live. And if it comes right to it now, there's nothing I wouldn't give for these cowboy boots. Cowboy boots, they got spur marks on the heel, just a hint they might be real, and worked a cow or two. These cowboy boots fit my feet and soothe my soul, help to keep my spirit whole when I can't be near to you. These cowboy boots are just the bottom part of a life I chose to live. And if it comes right to it now, there's nothing I wouldn't give for these cowboy boots. And I wear these cowboy boots with 10 rows of purple stitching, 'cause they look good in my kitchen, drying from the rain. And I wear these cowboy boots to remind me of my history, when life still had some mystery and cowboys rode the plains. These cowboy boots shined up right nice for my wedding, pointed where I should be heading for me and my new wife. Cowboy boots help me stand up straight and tall the night I got that call when my daddy left this life. These cowboy boots are just the bottom part of a life I chose to live. And if it comes right to it now, there's nothing I wouldn't give for these cowboy boots. Yeah, if it comes right to it, son, there's nothing I wouldn't give for these cowboy boots.
Wow. Welcome back to the award-winning Campfire Cafe on the Equestrian Radio Legacy Network. If you're just joining us, that was Alan Chapman performing his original These Cowboy Boots. Today's featured guest on Campfire Cafe is Mike Blakely, an acclaimed and award-winning American novelist and singer-songwriter. His engaging focus is on the West he loves and knows so well. As an author, he has published 20 books with major New York City publishers. He won the Spur Award for Best Western Novel, awarded by the Western Writers of America, and is currently working on the sequel, and I can't wait for it, to A Sinister Splendor, which was released in February of 2018. As a singer-songwriter, Mike Blakely has released 14 albums performed all over the U.S. and has toured Europe. His songs have been recorded by Alan Jackson, Red Steagall, John Chandler, and many others. Today, we are featuring music from his latest recording project, just released May 24th, Gemstone. Author Buddy Case has this to say, Blakely is a consummate artist whose superb ability to capture an audience only serves to highlight his songwriting skills, which approach brilliance. Please welcome to Campfire Cafe our guest who calls Texas home and is making his second appearance with us, Mike Blakely. Welcome, Mike.
Hey, thank you so much. It's good to be back, Bobby Bell. I appreciate being here once again.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Gary. Good to hear from you, too.
Good to hear from you. I messed your name up a couple of times before we got started.
I do that myself all the time when I introduce myself.
Yeah, well, I was so happy that I didn't try to say consummate because I'm afraid about how that went.
I had to practice.
Oh, gosh. So we haven't had you on the show. We were talking before we came on the air about the fact that you were on Campfire Cafe back in May of, I think Bobby said 2019. And then the living room sessions was the last time that you were on the air with us. And then after that, well, the pandemic had started. And so what's been going on with you during the course of the pandemic? And did this album get written during that time?
Well, during the course of the pandemic, as you can imagine, a lot of my live gigs initially got canceled. And all of my road gigs where I would travel, you know, across Texas and outside of Texas, all of them got canceled for the year, it seems. But I live near Fredericksburg, Texas, which is the wine country of Texas. And so a lot of my venues are wineries with tasting rooms. And they found ways around the social distancing rules because, you know, if it's the vineyard, they have room. They have pastures of grapes out there, and they found ways to set up tables that are spaced far enough apart and continue to do our shows here. So I'm really lucky in that respect because I replaced all my canceled road gigs with local gigs in this area.
Well, that's great.
And it taught me a lesson that I don't really have to go on the road as much as I used to, or as much as I thought I still had to, because I've got so many venues within easy driving distance of me here. So I've kind of slacked off of traveling so much and sticking a little closer to home. So that's one big change that I learned from the pandemic. But to answer your question, whether or not this album got written during the pandemic, in a couple of cases it did. But a lot of these songs go back to as far as 10 or 12 years ago, which when I started writing them. Couldn't find a place for them on an earlier album or that sort of thing. But my wife and I wrote one of the songs during the pandemic, and I wrote the only really, really cowboy song on the record. I wrote that one during our big ice storm that followed the pandemic here. So we had things to deal with. Yeah, so I hope that answered your question.
Well, it kind of did. Yeah. So, were you working on any of your novels while the pandemic was going on? Bobby mentioned you got one.
I'm still working on the sequel, as Bobby mentioned, the sequel to A Sinister Splendor, and it's kind of a prequel and sequel. for folks who didn't weren't aware of what my book A Sinister Splendor is about, it's a historical novel set during the Mexican War in the 1840s.
Okay.
It's between the Alamo and the Civil War, if you give it that historical reference.
Okay.
And it's the war where the United States gained a lot of area from Mexico, you know, what is now New Mexico and Arizona and California and parts of Colorado and Utah and Nevada were gained from Mexico because of the war. So there was a lot going on there. So this is the sequel that I'm, the prequel sequel that I'm writing now, and it's a big historical novel, and it's very historically accurate, in my opinion, as accurate as I could get it. I'm using all real people as my characters. I'm inventing very few totally fictional people. So that takes a lot of research because I want to get it right, and so that makes it a very slow-going novel
mm-hmm.
to write.
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine.
Take along Bobby Bell, and I'll try to get it done as quick as I can.
Well, yeah, because we want you back on the writer's block as soon as you have that ready to go.
you'll be the first to know, I guarantee you.
All right. Hey, we've got a song we want to get to from the CD, Gemstone, and it's one called Rough Around the Edges. Tell us about this song.
Yeah, I've been working on this song a few years. It's sung in first person, but it's not autobiographical. It's not about me. I was inspired to write this because I've known a lot of guys and a few gals, too, who are rough around the edges, you know, people who just are geared toward adventure and the wild side of anything, including the kind of work they choose. I think both of my grandfathers were rough around the edges. I had an uncle who worked the oil rigs, and I knew a lot of guys when I was in the military who were rough around the edges, and cow camps I've worked in, hunting camps, fishing camps, I have relatives and friends who are, by God, rough around the edges. My friend David Rogers, who I write songs with, he's rough around the edges as well. So I took all of those people I had known, and I kind of boiled them down into this one character who's singing the song to you, and he's telling
right.
you how he's rough around the edges.
All right, well, let's listen to this character that's rough around the edges. It's Mike Blakely, our special guest today on the Campfire Cafe.
I'm rough around the edges, I admit it. I'm about as smooth as the crooked edge of town. Where if somebody dared me to, I did it. By 17, my life's half unwound. In high school, they voted me the most likely to flee. I tried playing ball in college, they gave me the third degree. And the frat boys come looking for new pledges. I said, this one here's too rough around the edges. Too rough around the edges. Yeah, I'm rough around the edges and I mean it. Like a shagged lid cut off old tin can. I signed up to see the elephant and I seen it. Don't ask me about it unless you understand. My buddies all had family, so I always walked the point. Hell, nobody would have missed me had I died there in that joint. And I never cared for hiding in the hedges. I'd say, bring it on, I'm rough around the edges. Yeah, I'm rough around the edges. Yeah, I'm rough around the edges. It's a given. I'm rough around the edges as a rule. I like the rougher ways to make a living. I've been a bronco busting, wild smoke jumping fool. Been a roughneck on a oil rig and a bouncer in a bar. Captain on a trawler and I drove a dirt track car. When it comes to hammers, I prefer the sledges. Hey, but that's just me. I'm rough around the edges. Yeah, I'm rough around the edges. Yeah, I'm rough around the edges, but I'm learning. I'm a smoother talker than I used to be. And I'm run clean out of bridges for the burning. Now I'm living on the edge down by the sea. Nowadays I'm gathering more laugh lines and scars. I'm still howling at the moon, but now I'm singing to the stars. And sometimes the lovely ladies on the ledges will fall for one who's rough around the edges. down on the harbor where the rusty work boat dredges. I like it here, it's rough around the edges. And I'm wiser now and I'm done with driving witches. But I'm still a little rough around the edges. Still rough around the edges.
Mr. Mike Blakely, Rough Around the Edges, and is from the CD Gemstone. I know nobody that would be rough around the edges, Mike. Nobody at all. Well, on the album, there are three of the songs that you've written with Annie, your lovely wife. And just curious, for our audience that's listening around the world who has a little bit of romance in their heart, tell us how you met Annie.
Well, I was friends with Annie's father before I ever knew Annie existed. Her dad owned a music store here in Fredericksburg, Texas. His name is Randy Thompson, and he's no longer with us, unfortunately. He passed away a few years ago, but he was opening his second music store in the nearby town of Kerrville, and so I went to play the grand opening for him because he'd been such a great supporter of mine over the years. And while I was playing the grand opening, I noticed that there was a very attractive young woman who was photographing the event, and turned out to be Randy's daughter, who had returned from living in Arizona for a while, and I was unaware that Annie even existed until to the grand opening where we met. And we sort of became pen pals because she, you know, here was my angle, Gary. She was taking pictures of me, so my angle was, hey, if you get a good photograph of me, I could really use some good pictures because it's hard to get a good picture of me. So here's my email address. So
I like it.
Yeah. So we became pen pals, actually, and, you know, one thing leads to another. And we've been married over 11 years now.
Oh, wow. Well, my question is, from the time that you saw her at the grand opening until you finally popped the question, how much time passed?
About a year and a half or so.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. You know, that's a lot better than some of the folks we've talked to, Bobby, you know.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I proposed to Annie. We were working a roundup on the O2 Ranch out in far west Texas. The O2 Ranch is a 275,000-acre ranch, so it takes a while to round up cattle out there. And we were helping some friends round up their cattle. And during the roundup, I told, you know, Annie, hey, let's just stop at this water tank here, let the horses get some water, and swing out of the saddle for a while. And so I walked around to her side of her horse, and I got down on one knee, and she looked at me like I was going crazy. And I proposed to her, and she said yes, and I said, okay, my next question is, now can you help me up?
I love it. That's great. Oh, gosh. Well, tell us about this next song that we're going to get to. It's called Red Hot Heart.
Okay, and that is a song that describes what the story I just tell you about meeting Annie when she was taking the photographs at the grand opening of her father's store. I just made the story rhyme and got a song out of it.
All right, well, here we go. Here's the story, Red Hot Heart. It is from the CD, Gemstone.
In a tune at a small town show when I looked up to see, bless my soul, a cute little shutterbug hovering all around me, clicking away with a Nikon camera photographing the show. I said, hey little darling, if you can get a good one of me, won't you let me know. And I knew she had a red
hot heart,
and I had a true blue soul. I feel it right from the start. I was gonna lose control. Take a look at me, I'm on a roll, and I'm gonna do my part. I'm gonna give my true blue soul to her red hot heart. She's got a red hot heart. Yeah, she got a red hot heart. She got a red hot heart. Early next morning, checking my messages, coming in over the wires. Lord have mercy, my cute little shutterbug is answering my desire. She wrote, hey, take a look at the photograph. So I opened it up to see a dang guitar picking true blue fool in love, and it was me. And I was looking for a red hot heart, and I had a true blue soul. I could tell it right from the start. I was gonna lose control. Take a look at me, I'm on a roll, and I'm gonna do my part. I'm gonna give my true blue soul to her red hot heart. She's got a red hot heart. She got a red hot heart. She got a red hot heart. If you're bumming around all down and lonely and you don't know the reason why, you just can't find your own one and only, and you wonder why you even try. Well, if it happened to me, it could happen to you. I wouldn't tell you a lie. You could soon be singing a two-part harmony with the wink of an eye. Keep on looking for your red hot heart. If you had a true blue soul, you're gonna know it right from the start. Then you're gonna lose control. Take a look at me, I'm on a roll, and I'm gonna do my part. I'm gonna give my true blue soul to her red hot heart. I'm gonna give my true blue soul to her red hot heart. She's got a red hot heart. She got a red hot heart. She got a red hot heart.
Mike Blakely, Red Hot Heart. Such a funk song from his brand new release, Gemstone. So Mike, was she still living in Arizona when you got down on the one knee, or had she moved to Texas and was near you by then?
Yeah, she had moved to Texas. In fact, the day that we met, she had already moved back to town, but I wasn't aware of it until then. And, yeah, so that's how we were able to stay in touch and eventually went on our first date and first dance hall dance and all that, you know, all that stuff. So.
Well, I think that our listeners can hear just in these first two songs the wonderful lyricist that you are, True Blue Soul, to her red hot heart. You just have such a wonderful way with the lyric. We're hearing a woman's voice. Is that Annie singing with you? Is she harmonizing?
That was a friend of ours whose name coincidentally is also Annie. There's Annie and her husband Shan were singing the harmony on that particular song. It's Annie Acton. Okay. Court and Shan Court, and it's Shan and Annie, and their band is called Shanny Band, because so these, but they're good friends of ours, and they sing harmonies really well. But the three songs on the album that I wrote with my Annie Blakely, she does sing with me on those, so her voice is featured quite a bit.
Okay.
On the album.
I'm curious. We've been asking this question of some of our guests that have recently released albums. I'm so happy that you've released this as a CD. I know there's kind of a shift going on for, you know, releasing MP3 singles and so forth. Why did you decide to go ahead and, as Jim Jones would say, you know, go ahead and release something that isn't such a popular format anymore?
Well, it is with a segment of my fan base who are, you know, old school like me, it's still a viable way to get the music out there. A lot of people still like to hold the cover, read who played, and
yes,
pictures and those kind of things. You know, as I do too.
We do too.
But we also,
that's the old fan base of Bobby Bell, I can tell you.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's me.
But we also we're playing the more modern game too. You know, my wife Annie is much more technologically advanced than I am, and she's rigged it, or however you do it, to get the album available for download, you know, on Spotify or CD Baby or wherever you do these things. And you can download this one song at a time, you know, for 99 cents if you want to, or the whole project. In fact, all my albums, because of Annie, are now downloadable. So we're doing that too. And we also sell the little memory stick looking things that have the album on it.
Mm-hmm.
You can plug it into your dashboard or your car or truck or your computer or whatever. And so we're just working all the angles. It changes constantly, it seems.
The album name is Gemstone, and it's a beautiful album cover. Of course, our listeners will have to go to MikeBlakeleyIthink.com to see it. But can you tell us a little bit about how you titled it? And I think that may tie in to Gary's next song. Maybe tell us about Gypsy Blue.
Exactly, yeah. The album's called Gemstone, but there's no song on the album called Gemstone. However, that word is used in the song Gypsy Blue. There's a line that says, "The sky was a gemstone hue, like the color of a gemstone." And I was trying to figure out which song title to use as the title cut, and I realized you don't really have to do that. You can let the project have its own title without having to repeat a song. And so I just thought about all the terms and lines and words that were in all the songs, and the word gemstone kind of popped out at me. And it's just a very simple, a positive kind of word. It's a, you know, it's a semi-precious jewel kind of thing. And I thought it'd make a good title for the album, and that's what we did.
Okay, Gary, do you want to go ahead and play?
Well, this is a semi-precious jewel. The album is called Gemstone, and the song is Gypsy Blue. We'll be back in a moment to talk more with Mike Blakely today on Equestrian Legacy Radio's Campfire Cafe.
Ooh, gemstone hue. Ooh, top down, we would cruise out of town riding roughshod. With the sunset looking like flames on the fender of a hot rod. I was one sin away from the devil, one prayer closer to God. And the sky was a gemstone hue. Yeah, with the rag top down, we would cruise out of town riding roughshod. With the sunset looking like flames on the fender of a hot rod. I was one sin away from the devil, one prayer closer to God. And the sky was a gemstone hue. Ooh. 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 Gypsy blue.
You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio's Campfire Cafe, heard around the world live at equestrianlegacy.net and our archive podcast on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and iTunes. Well, Mike, you come from a musical family, don't you?
I do. My dad is a musician. He's still with us in about 88. He's 88 years old. Just turned 88, and he still plays a gig or two with me every week on the fiddle. He's mainly a fiddle player, but he plays other instruments
as well.
Okay.
All right. So you came by your musical background, honestly, and Annie's daddy owned a music store. Were they a musical family?
They were. Everybody played. I don't know about everybody in the family, but they were interested in music and played various instruments, and they even owned a dulcimer factory for a while here in town. Dulcimer factory, yeah. So they and big supporters of music, and so definitely and all singers. And so yeah.
So had Annie sung before connecting with you when you got down on that one knee? Did that start her singing career or writing career? Had she been interested before that?
She had been a singer in terms of singing in choirs in college and probably church choir as well, like I did when I was a kid, and had learned to sing harmony by listening to Nancy Griffith recordings and taught herself to sing harmony. So when we got together, it was just kind of a natural for her to start singing along with a good number of my songs, and then Annie started coming up with these great song ideas as a songwriter, so three of them are included on this album. So, yeah, it's lovely
for
both of our families.
All right, so the next song we're going to get to is one called Long Line of Love, and Annie's got a big part in this one. Can you tell us about this song?
It is. It's the full name of the song is Short on Money, Long on Love. But here on the album, we just call it Long on Love. But that was Annie's great hook that she came up with soon after we met, and we were short on money, by the way. So she came up with this money, short on money, but long on love. And we had a lot of fun writing this song. We do it as a duet. We sing, she sings all the verses and the choruses with me, either her singing harmony with me or vice versa. And so it's a true story about being short on money but long on love.
I can relate to that one. This is Long on Love, Annie and Mike Blakely.
I'll buy the groceries, baby.
I'll pay the rent.
Put a little in savings
before it all gets spent.
Wasn't meant to be easy living this dream. Sometimes I feel like I'm gonna scream. You and me, baby, we gotta hang tough. Short on money, honey, we're long on love. Long on love.
got like bees making honey. The days are long, but the skies are sunny. Looking back, someday it'll all be funny. Short on money, honey, we're long on love. I'll pop the popcorn, baby.
I'll pour the wine.
Cuddle up on the love seat with me.
It's movie night.
Kick your shoes off, baby. Let me rub your feet. We're home sweet home where life is sweet. We ain't got it all, but we got enough. Short on money, honey, we're long on love. Long on love. Little bit short on money, but we're long on love. You know we're just short on money. Working it out like bees making honey. The days are long, but the skies are sunny. Looking back, someday it'll all be funny. Short on money, honey, we're long on love. When the songbird sings at sunrise, there's a new day at our door. I see all I need in your eyes. And I could not ask for more. Long on love. A little bit short on money, but we're long on love. You know we're just short on money. Working it out like bees making honey. The days are long, but the skies are sunny. Looking back someday it'll all be funny. Short on money, honey, we're long on love. Long on love. A little bit short on money, but we're long on love. You know we're just short on money. Working it out like bees making honey. The days are long, but the skies are sunny. Looking back someday it'll all be funny. Short on money, honey, we're long on love.
Annie and Mike Blakely, long on money, long on love. So, Mike, in that song, you say we'll look back and it'll be funny. So, is it funny yet?
Yeah, it's more funny than it was at the time. I guarantee you that. Yeah, it's all good. It's all funny. Live and learn, and we've come a long way since then.
Yeah, that's a wonderful song. When you want to share a little bit about your songwriting process, you know, what does something come first, the words, the music? How do you keep track of your thoughts? Tell us a little bit about songwriting.
Okay, well, it can happen all sorts of ways, but usually the typical thing is all of a sudden there's an idea out of somewhere, and when I get an idea or hear an idea or whatever, it usually comes along with a rhythm and a tempo and a melody and some words. It just kind of all comes together at first for me.
I wow.
Inherently know how this, what the tempo is going to be, how the melody is going to go, and I might write all the lyrics to the song before I pick up a guitar and then realize, oh my God, now I got to figure out how to play my own song. Sometimes I have gotten myself into situations where my melody is a little bit more intricate than my guitar skills. And I have to learn some new chords and actually learn something, teach myself something, but it can happen all sorts of ways. You know, Annie came up with that idea and excuse me. And I just immediately came up with that fun kind of little rhythm. And one thing leads to another, and you know you're going to have a verse and or two and or three, and you're going to have a chorus that's a little different, maybe a bridge. So there's certain rules that you learn after you've done this for years or decades that you can kind of graph it out in your head. You can see the song before it becomes a song. In some cases, anything is subject to change or editing or whatever. But then you take those rules and you throw them out the window because, like I said, it can happen in any kind of different way. And I co-write quite a bit with other folks. which helps me branch out. And other people have different processes, and so you kind of have to, you know, write together with a co-writer in a way that you can both function. So,
I think the next song Gary has lined up is a co-write. Tell us a little bit about The Twist.
Yeah, we had a songwriter's retreat here at our little ranchito here in Texas about 4 years ago, I think it was. We'd done this sort of thing before. We invite some of our songwriting friends to come over and just retreat for a few days from the road and maybe write some songs. And so my friend Damon Rogers, who's a sure enough full-time working cowboy, but he also he likes to write songs, and we had co-written before, so he came to the songwriter's retreat with an idea, and his idea was just two words, The Twist. And he said he had purposefully not tried to write any words or whatever, and he thought he and I and maybe some other writers at the retreat could work on it and hammer something out. So Richard Dobson, who we talked about earlier, was here at the retreat. A lot of his friends called him Ricardo or Don Ricardo. He spoke Spanish, and he was a Texan, one of those Texans who moved to Nashville back in the 70s to save country music, you know, along with Guy Clark and Dale Van Zandt and all those.
Yeah.
He was one of those guys. And Guy Clark even recorded two of Richard's songs. And if Guy Clark records somebody else's song, you know it's a good song.
That's pretty good. That's right.
So Ricardo had become a friend of mine. I met him in Switzerland when I was playing over there because he lived most of the time in Switzerland, having married a Swiss gal playing music over there. So it's all, you know, it's just the way that we got to be co-writers together. And he was at the songwriter's retreat. He liked Damon's idea, The Twist. I immediately signed on to the idea, too. It's about 9 o'clock in the morning. And I said, well, let's just go start. You know, we went into I think we secured ourselves in the master bedroom of our house. There were some other writers in and outside of the house writing songs at the same time in different places. And we just started rhyming things with The Twist to get started. What rhymes with The Twist? And I don't think any of us can tell you exactly what the song's about. I think it's up to your interpretation to decide for yourself, you know, and sometimes it's the song that comes out that way, and it could mean a lot of things. To me, it's a song about surviving one thing or another. It's a song about dealing with reality. It's a song about resisting temptations in some cases, learning to roll with the punches and deal with the bad breaks in life, and it's the twist, you know. Therein lies the twist, as we say in the song.
There you go.
And it turns out this was the last song that Richard Dobson wrote or co-wrote with anybody. That's an honor to have him work on that last song with us.
Well, a very special song. This is The Twist. Our very special guest today is Mike Blakely, and you're listening to the Campfire Cafe on the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network.
My hand into a fist. I added one more to my list. Therein lies the twist. That same old road through me it curved. I guess we all get what we deserve. I knew the way until we kissed. Therein lies the twist. Therein lies the twist of the night. What saved your soul could cost your life. That devil's deal is hard to resist. Therein lies the twist. Thank you.
sow, so shall you reap. What you grow is yours to keep. My aim was true, somehow I missed. Therein lies the twist. Therein lies the twist of the night. What saved your soul could cost your life. That devil's deal is hard to resist. Therein lies the twist. I was lost out in the mist. I made my hand into a fist. I added one more to my list. Therein lies the twist. Blame it on the twist. Therein lies the twist.
Mike Blakely, The Twist. And as I was listening to that song, it's a great song, great, great beat to that song. But I was just thinking about Damon Rogers coming in and just two words, The Twist. And I don't know, Bobby, have you ever been in a writer's session where people are writing songs?
I have not.
It's pretty fascinating. But Mike, take us through the process of writing something where somebody just comes in and hands you two words. So how long did it take you to come up with a song?
Well, in this particular case, I just said, let's see what rhymes with twist. For maybe it'll spring our imaginations into gear. And we just started making a list of things that rhyme with twist.
That's it, yeah.
And list was one of them. We all kind of just fell into this song having an ominous tone to it, you know, for some reason, like a powerful ominous tone we put it in a minor key, which can sometimes give you that feeling of spookiness or however you want to think of it. I think of it as ominous in this one, like something's pending here, like there's a problem to be dealt with, sort of thing. And from there, it was just, you know, sometimes you get three guys writing, three guys or gals or whatever. In this case, we had three guys in the room. And sometimes you arrive at a place where you feel like there's a fourth person in the room who's smarter than all three of us put together. And
yeah.
Something, you know, you'll say one thing and the next guy will say another and the third guy will improve it even more. And then the energy really gets going. That's kind of what happened with this song. And within a couple of hours, this song was almost completely written. I think we changed a line or two in later days, but it happened really quickly with this one.
Yeah. Wow. Well, it's fascinating to sit down and watch writers that know what they're doing start to come mm-hmm. up. One has an idea, and then the other just goes with it. You know, it's back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you have writers,
I've watched my wife.
Enough.
Yeah, I've watched my wife write with like Wood Newton, and it's like, wow.
Mm.
I just kind of sit back and awe.
Right.
How does this happen? How did this happen?
Yeah.
Well, you have been absolutely a fantastic guest, as I knew you would be, as you always have been. And we're going to have you come back again. But tell our listeners out there how they can follow you and find you and purchase your music.
Well, one thing you might do is go to my website, mikeblakely.com, and Bobby Bell was kind enough to compliment the cover art of the album, and I wanted to mention that was a painting by Dan Taylor, who is a big music fan, a very well-known painter in the music circle, especially the Texas music circle. He had done some other CD covers, which I really liked. And so credit where credit is due. Thanks to Dan Taylor for this, the look of the CD cover. And so, yeah, go to MikeBlakely.com to see that. And all my music is downloadable from there. There's all my contact info's there, my calendar of live gigs. You know, I play 3 or 4 gigs a week usually. So you all can either look at the calendar, either track me down or avoid me, either one you want to do.
And
tonight
you can buy
I'm playing
your music
a,
on Spotify.
A gig.
Yeah.
For example, tonight I'm playing a gig with John Arthur Martinez and John Greenberg, three songwriters, and a great fiddle player named Kurt Bommer. And the three of us songwriters have started doing this trio thing, and we decided to call it the Outlaw Firm instead of the Law Firm, because you know it was like Blakely Greenberg Martinez. It sounded like a law firm, and Greenberg said, "Why don't we call it the Outlaw Firm instead of the Law Firm?" So that's the way we came up with the name. But it's a lot of fun, high energy, with three songwriters, and so since there's three of us, we can fill a show with only our best songs. We don't have to play our crappy songs. You know what I mean? And we're playing at Western Edge in Fredericksburg, Texas tonight, if anybody's listening from our area. And anyway, go to MikeBlakely.com, and all the other shows for the whole year are listed on there.
Well, you are always great to have on the show. The album is called Gemstone. It is great. I would suggest that you order it from the website and not from the download. Get the whole album.
Yeah, you just go straight to the
album
order
cover that
right there.
That's
there you
right.
go.
Might even autograph it for you or something. I don't know.
That makes it worth
the
back of the
cover.
In the garage,
it's got a it's got a beautiful picture of Annie on the back cover, and then this bearded guy next to her with the face. She's really pretty. So you'll have to buy the
Beauty
album
and,
to take a look.
Beauty and the Beast is what the we were
Beauty
in Costa Rica took that picture. So
it's a great picture. Well, you've been
hey, Gary,
absolutely
I'm also
great.
I'm also on Facebook. Just look up Mike Blakely, and then should check me out there too. So, I'm always glad to hear from folks and become friends in person or on Facebook or whatever. So, thank you, Gary.
I was going to ask you. You're welcome. I was going to ask you. You and Annie were doing some Facebook Lives for a while during the pandemic. Are you still doing any of those?
You know, we haven't done one in a while, but we probably really ought to do that because we can reach people, you know, even in Europe that I have fans over there and all across the states, you know, up north and out west and down south and every place. So you may have inspired me. We might just try to.
Well, do that because you were so good. I mean, you were very professional in your presentation, and I loved watching those Facebook Lives. So
sure.
Even in Nashville, we can see you even way off in Nashville.
Well, that's been on the back burner, but I'm going to turn the stove around.
There you go. There you go. Light it up. Light it up. All right. Well, we're going to close out this segment with a song called No Time to Linger. It's Mike Blakely who's been our special guest, and we look forward to having you back. We'll have to have Annie come back. It'd be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bobby Bell. Thank you, Gary Holt. It's always good to be with y'all.
All right. Thanks a lot.
I got no time to linger. Six strings on my fingers remind me. Places to go down a road that will soon be behind me. Got a sound check or two, and not a whole lot to do but hang out with the boys of the band and pray for the wisdom to deal with the system. If things don't work out like we planned, I met this pretty little girl right before the tour. I couldn't bring her. By the time I get back home, she probably has somebody's ring on her finger. Hey, she wouldn't have lasted long with his rambling songwriting singer. I've been blessed with this curse, could be worse. I got no time to linger. I got no time to linger till I'm a dead ringer in limbo. But for now I'll just step on the gas and pick up the tempo. Barely making enough to pay for the stuff of which some people say dreams are made. In search of a show and a crowd with a soul to wake up this same old serenade.
tour and I couldn't bring her. By the time I get back home, she'd probably have somebody's ring on her finger. Oh, anyway, and she wouldn't have lasted long with this rambling song writing to sing her. I've been blessed with this curse, could be worse, I got no time to linger. I got no time to linger, I'm just one bridge away, crossing over with something to say. Ooh. I've been blessed with this curse. I got no time to linger, like a gunslinger in motion. There ain't no time to rest on the quest for the miracle potion. There's a song up ahead that could wake up the dead with a dance to the dawn of the dream. But someday the fruit will blow off the roof and truth will bust out at the seam. And I met the pretty little girl right before the door and I couldn't bring her. By the time I get back home, she'll probably have somebody's ring on her finger. Oh, anyway, hey, she wouldn't last as long with a rambling song writing singer. I've been blessed with this curse, could be worse, I got no time to lay. I've been blessed with this curse, I could be worse, I got no time to lay.
That is No Time to Linger, Mr. Mike Blakely. And it's time now for Saddle Up America on the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network. When we come back, we'll be talking with our good friend, Mr. Mark Bolander.
Now, if I had a horse, big, wide, flashy horse, I wouldn't be the kind of guy that I appear to be. Well, I'd be different, or I'd be better. A hero right down to the letter, and all them pretty women would be after me. 'Cause I'd be Tom Mix, I'd be the Lone Ranger, I'd be John Wayne, I'd be the tall, dark stranger, I could ride into danger, 'cause I'd be brave, of course. People would look up to me, 'cause I'd be something that they could aspire to be, and this would all be possible if I just had a horse. If I had a hat, a 10-gallon Stetson hat, well, I'd look so sharp all my friends would be amazed. 'Cause I could tip it to the ladies, my nose would always be shady, and underneath the brim I'd have a Gary Cooper gaze. And I'd be Tom Mix, be the Lone Ranger, I'd be Lash LaRue, I'd be the tall, dark stranger, I could save any widow's ranch about 8 seconds flat. And you know people would look up to me, 'cause I'd be something that they could aspire to be, and this would all be possible if I just had a hat. Clothes and trappings don't make a man, I know that's the way it's always gonna be. They can bring out the hero inside, but if that's good enough for me,
if I had some boots. They go so well with my buckskin suit. I could walk into places I never ever dared to go. With my firm and manly stride, mean guys would just step aside, and I'd be admired by folks I don't even know. And I'd be Gene Autry, I'd be Roy Rogers, I'd have a sidekick who's an old codger. I could chase down the robbers and I could recover the loot. People would look up to me, 'cause I'd be something that they could aspire to be. And this would all be possible if I just had some boots. 'Cause I'd be Tom Mix, I'd be the Lone Ranger, I'd be John Wayne, I'd be the tall dark stranger. I could ride into danger, 'cause I'd be brave of course. And people would look up to me, 'cause I'd be something that they could aspire to be. And this would all be possible if I just had a horse. It would all be possible if I just had a horse.
That's Dave Stamey, If I Had a Horse. Welcome back to Saddle Up America on the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network. I'm Gary Holt from Nashville, Tennessee, your host, and joining me is my co-host, Miss Bobby Bell, out in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And as happens sometimes, our guest is somewhere in between Washington and California and apparently has no cell signal. So, Bobby, what do you want to talk about?
Oh, no.
Mark Bollinger is supposed to be with us. I've sent a couple of text messages, but I don't know that they're getting through. But and that happens sometimes, so we just have to expect that. This is live radio, and quite often our guests are traveling as they get ready to call in. One of the things that Mark is doing though this week is he's taking part in Monty Roberts' Movement 2022. And that's taking place in California. And so Mark is going to be putting on some clinics for a couple of days. And our good friend, Miss Templeton Thompson, is flying out and is performing there. So good luck.
Wow.
She travels out to be part of that event this year. And that's just pretty doggone cool. So I guess one of the things that we could talk about while we're waiting to see if Mark ever does get to call in is Rendezvous 2022.
Yes.
It's coming up. Yeah, it's going to be a great, great event. And it's taking place September the 29th through October the 1st at the Circle E Guest Ranch in Winchester, Tennessee. And this is our seventh year for Equestrian Legacy Radio's Rendezvous. And this year we're benefiting the Mustang Heritage Foundation, which finds homes for America's Mustang. We have over 50,000 Mustangs that are in government holding facilities right now. And Mustang Heritage Foundation's mission is to help find homes, adoptive homes, for these Mustangs. So the benefit is for Mustang Heritage Foundation. And we have 3 days of great trail riding. There are over 120 miles of trails there at the Circle E Guest Ranch. Beautiful, beautiful facilities, but we have 2 nights of fantastic concerts that are taking place. And on Friday, we have Tisha Hedden and her husband, James, that will be performing along with Mary Kay Holt. And it is going to be a great, great evening of music. And then on Saturday night, we have Mike and Doris Merritt, who will be performing, and they've been a guest on the show, Bobby, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
Phoebe White, a young 12-year-old singer, yodeler, fantastic, talented young lady is going to be performing. And she just got back from the IWMA Youth Showcase
oh,
out in Arizona. Yeah.
Oh, did she?
She was out there performing, yeah, for that. And so she'll be performing on Saturday night. And then headlining the show is our good friend, Mr. Bobby Marquez. And so that is going to be a couple of great evenings of entertainment. We'll have vendors that will be there for people to shop with. And then on Saturday, we have Craig Cameron's Extreme Cowboy Race that is going to be taking place. And that will be starting at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. And people can come and watch. That is absolutely free for people to enjoy that. And there will be a special segment just for Mustangs. So that's going to be a whole lot of fun, and we're looking forward to that. But again, it's all to benefit the Mustang Heritage Foundation. Tickets for Friday and Saturday night's concerts will be available shortly on Eventbrite, so you'll be able to get tickets at Eventbrite for both Friday night and Saturday night as well. So that's all coming up, and that is going to be a whole lot of fun, and we look forward seeing a lot of our friends from many different states coming in to take part in Equestrian Legacy Radio's Rendezvous 2022. What other kind of news have we got?
Well, I know that a lot of our listeners may also be songwriters, and the International Western Music Association is sponsoring our first ever songwriting contest. It continues to be open through July 31st. There is a $1,000 grand prize. You do pay $25 a song to enter a song, and you can do up to three songs. If you do three songs, then it's actually tops out at $50. And it's a really wonderful. I understand that we've had several songs have been submitted so far, but there is still time. So Mike Blakely, if you're listening, you know, you might want to consider you and Annie, or you and Damon, or you and Jim Jones, you know, when you're out here putting the song together. To find more information about it, the simplest way is to go to the website iwesternmusic.org. And then from the toolbar, click on events. There's nothing on the toolbar that makes a comment, but it's clearly there under events. And we would love to have know that we've got some Campfire Cafe listeners that are writing Western music out there.
So yeah.
Take a look at that.
That would be cool. And by the way, we do appreciate the comments that we get from people around the world that are listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, both the Campfire Cafe and Saddle Up America. And we've had several comments today, I've noticed, from people that are watching or listening, rather. My wife says we need to come up with Equestrian Legacy Radio TV. What do you think, Bobby?
Well, I was thinking that you had been thinking about that.
Well, I have been thinking about it, but she mentioned it again the other day. So I said, well, I have a voice and a face for radio, so I'm not sure about the TV.
Oh.
Anyway,
well, when you were first saying that your wife was thinking about coming up with, before you said TV, I thought maybe she was thinking about a theme song. A theme
well, we
song for Equestrian Legacy Radio, you know, a little jingle.
Yeah, we could do that too. Hey, talking about songs and jingles, we have not had Joyce Woodson on the show in quite a while. And such a talented singer and a songwriter. And Joyce spent several years here in Nashville before she ended up back in California.
Yes.
So let's take a listen to a great song by her right now. It's called She's in Love with Her Horse. And we'll come back, and Bobby and I will kill some more time today on Saddle Up America.
Pull up the loofah, child again. A year ago she was feeling low, ever since her divorce, but she's smiling now. She's in love with her horse. Her friends have tried to rein her in, but she'll just pout. Even her boss is suspicious when she sneaks out. Her mom's afraid she'll break a leg, but that won't change her course. Oh, there's nothing you can do. She's in love with her horse. You should see him, tall and leggy, with a long, beautiful mane. Muscles on his back have that rippling effect. He comes if she's calling, no wonder she's falling. She's got his picture in a silver frame right by her bed. She doesn't care if the whole world knows she prefers him instead. There's a magic spell about her. There's a certain smell about her. There's nothing you can do. She's in love with her
this year on Equestrian Legacy Radio, and it just does not seem possible that we're going into 10 years doing what we're doing.
Just imagine how much wonderful music our audience, worldwide audience, has listened to, and the opportunity given to so many singer, songwriter, performers to share their, you know, the gift that they have through this platform to the world. I mean, it's really a wonderful, wonderful program that you've created, Gary, and a legacy of it, of the music.
Well, thank you. But the thing that I'm impressed with myself is the fact that I've been able to meet, and you've been able to meet, so many wonderful people over the last several years that we would never have met otherwise. You know, it's a lot different when you get to visit and talk with and share the music from not only the performers but the people that are in the horse world that are on the show. And I think that's one of the reasons that we have such a large audience, is that we've been able to combine probably two things that I love more in the world besides my wife, and that's horses and music. And on a selfish note, if it hadn't been for the music in this radio program, I wouldn't have my wife. So that's how we connected.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's almost as good a story as Mike Blakely's and Annie's.
You know?
Oh, gosh.
How people meet is always interesting. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, tell us how you and Jim met. I don't think we've ever talked about that.
Oh, it's not as interesting a story as how Mike and Annie met or you and Mary Kay.
Well, it'll be interesting. Yeah, tell us.
Well, we met in a hotel checking into our separate rooms we worked for the JCPenney company and we'd both been promoted from stores. He was in a store in Pennsylvania, I was in a store in upstate New York, and we were transferred along with a whole bunch of other folks to White Plains, New York to open a brand new store in January of 1981. And I was very, very, very excited. And I checked in early and I kept hanging out at the main desk as other people checked in wanting to meet all of the staff that were coming in from all over. And he was checking in and I saw that, the guy at the desk said, oh yeah, this gentleman here, he's checking in. And I don't know, I took a look at Jim and he had kind of long hair and he was wearing little motorcycle boots kind of with a corduroy suit. and I don't know, I didn't really go over and like really want to talk to him. And then the next day, there we were all in our corporate outfits meeting each other and who should walk in but that guy. And it turned out he was one of the most important members of the management team. And he sat directly across from me and I was so intimidated.
Oh, wow. 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 That's a pretty cool story, Bobby Bell. Hey, guess what?
What?
Mark Bolander has just showed up on the line. So let's bring Mark on. Hey, Mark Bolander, how are you?
Hello.
How are you doing, my friend?
Good. Just battling traffic in California.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I'm actually getting ready to fill up with diesel, but what I'll do is I'll pull out and come back in and chat with you till then. How's that?
That sounds good. Well, we're already well into the show, and so just real quickly, where are you headed today?
We're headed down to Sylvain, Monty Roberts, for three clinics and then their celebration, big celebration, and we are enjoying California traffic, not.
One reason we moved, Mark.
Good idea to move. You know, it rerouted us, and that was a bad deal, so we about took off our septic tank, and that's always kind of exciting. Now we're back on track, and it wasn't as much damage as we thought. We just checked it a second ago. So that's probably why I failed to call in on time, and I am so sorry.
Well, that's okay. I tell you what, we're starting to run well into our time today. So can I ask you, how about coming back on the show next week?
We can sure do that.
And talk a little bit about what happened at Monty's. Will that work?
That will work, yes. We're excited. That will work fine, Gary. No problem.
All right. We want to find out all that was happening at Monty Roberts, I think, Movement 2022, and talk a little bit about the International Mountain Trail Challenge Association. And,
we look forward to
doing that. And would you tell Lehigh for me as well?
I will. She just went in the store. Okay, Gary.
All right.
Chat with you later.
All right. Talk to you then.
I'm sorry, what?
See you later.
Okay.
We'll talk to you later. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye.
I meant to ask him how much he was having to pay for diesel out in California today.
Oh, yeah. But,
I don't know that I want to know. You know, I'm not sure I want to know. How are your prices there on fuel in Albuquerque?
Well, I think we're around 450-ish right now. But, you know, when we moved here in December of 2017, Jim was reminding me it was like a dollar. It was significantly less than California. Everything was less than California at the time. But it was like $1.79 or something when we moved, you know, when we moved here, not quite 5 years ago.
Wow. Well, here in Tennessee, I think regular is the upper fours, 469, 459, something like that. And I have to use premium in mine. So I think the last time that I filled up was about a week ago, for almost $5.
Yeah, well, it's
I'm
over
sure it's
six.
More than that.
And
I'm sure.
It's over six in California. I talked to a gal from Pasadena last week, and she was almost at $7. And we had friends that actually stopped here overnight from California on their way to Tennessee. And I think they were paying, $6.89, something like that, in California.
For regular gas.
I believe so.
Wow. Well, you know, one of the things that people could always do is get back horseback again, like Gary Allegretto with his song, A Horse Called the Blues Man. And let's take a listen to that and come back and talk more with Bobby today on Saddle Up America.
There are souls that don't fit in. They're just wired to be different. Inconformity was not part of God's plan. They wind up bruised and battered, cast away from the herd. And so it was when I first met the blues man. He'd been rescued from the track, and I could tell he'd been mistreated the way kindred souls recognize their clan. But when I took him on a trail, souls ran free together around her on a horse he'd called the blues man. And we glided through the shadows of the canyon, both finding joy while shedding tears of rage. And when we reached the summit of the mountain, you could hear the wind whisper through the pinyon and the sage. They can't hurt you now, so ride away and rise above and follow your heart the best that you can. And your faith will lead you on to places they can only dream when you're riding in the spirit of the blues man. We glided through the shadows of the canyon, both finding joy while shedding tears of rage. And when we reached the summit of the mountain, you could hear the wind whispering through the pinyon and the sage. Don't you worry for me, I'll be landing square on my feet, though God knows exactly where or when. And don't you pray for me, go on, save your prayers for those in need. I'm riding on a horse called the blues man. I'm riding on a horse called the blues man.
Mr. Gary Allegretto, A Horse Called the Blues Man. And you've been listening to Saddle Up America today, and our guest, Mr. Mark Bolander, has been tied up in traffic and rerouted and everything in California, and he invites all of you to come join him in the California traffic. And we'll have to ask him how much he paid for diesel.
California traffic, there's just nothing like it.
Oh, no. No. I remember the L.A. traffic when I was out there. But anyway, we'll have Mark on the show next week, and we'll catch up with him and find out all about the event that he's attending and participating in, Monty Roberts. And I think that's called the Movement 2022, so we'll find out all about that when we visit with Mark next week, and we'll be talking about the International Mountain Trail Challenge Association that Mark is the founder of. So we'll do that, but we just didn't want to get started with not very much time to talk and visit today. And he was buying diesel, so, you know, he could have a heart attack or something after he finished.
Oh.
You know.
Yeah.
But so what's happening with Out West right now? I know you got a special on radio.
Yes, coupon radio, and you'll save $10 off a purchase of $75 or more. Free shipping always, $98 or over. On our homepage, outwestshop.com, if you kind of scroll down towards the bottom, you'll see several men's shirts under Purveyor's Picks and one new wonderful ladies' denim shirt. We're showing some great men's short sleeve shirts and one terrific kind of jacket if you're doing any kind of, you know, sitting around a campfire on a cool evening. We show a jacket. And also, if you happen to go to books on the toolbar, books and CDs, your very first thing on the drop-down menu is Shop Out West on bookshop.org. And I want to just bring that to your attention, because this is kind of a partner website that we have that features books and greeting cards and puzzles, and we have thousands of items there. We have one category called seasonal, and right now we're highlighting some books about Juneteenth. Juneteenth is a very important day in our nation's history. June 19th celebrates when the word of the Emancipation Proclamation finally got, I think it was, to Texas. It took quite a long time for the word to get out. And that is now has been celebrated for many years on Juneteenth. And so we have a collection of books about that. So you'll see cookbooks and Western history and women in the West and about cars and Route 66 and national parks. And if it's a book about the West, you will find it on our partner website at bookshop.org.
That is cool. Well, you know, one of the things that I love about what we do is we get introduced to so many people around the country, and that's whether we're introduced to people that have horse businesses or horse properties or equine-assisted therapy, or whether it is new music that's out there, and we get a lot of public relations people that send us music and new to us artists. And the last song that we're going to play today is one called The Last Cowboy. It's by an artist named Helen Cronin, who is a Texan. And I just recently received her album after someone had us get in contact with each other. It's a great, great album. And this song is one that you're going to love. It's called The Last Cowboy. Helen Cronin is the artist. And Bobby, I think we kind of stretched pretty well this last hour, don't you?
Yes, I think we did.
Again, that happens. But anyway, we invite you to join us every Thursday beginning at noon Central Standard Time for Equestrian Legacy Radio's Campfire Cafe, followed by Saddle Up America. And we remind you, as we always do or should, if you climb in the saddle, get ready for the ride on Equestrian Legacy Radio. This is The Last Cowboy. It's Helen Cronin. We'll see you next week.
Cowboy Bill needs shelter in Colorado when the aspens shake the mountains down for gold. Wrap your warmest blanket around my shoulders like the rocky foothills where the smell of smoke. With constellations, our only I'll give in to you like fall gives in to winter's white abandon. You are the last cowboy, all that's left of a stubborn breed. Yeah, you are the last cowboy, the last cowboy off my feet with all the wildness of a west wind through narrow canyon walls. Oh, I'd follow you anywhere, deserts and high plains. I'd lie down beside you in ghost towns with no last cow.